KY says.
Satyos up, everyone. My name is Pavan, and I'm so excited to be in this episode of the podcast.
Whoa there, Pavan. Aren't you going to let me introduce the episode first?
Whoops, my bad. I just got really excited. Go ahead, Krishna.
Thanks, Pavan. And don't worry, you'll have plenty of chances to talk during this episode. Satgal Sab, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. My name is Krishna, and I'm going to be one of your hosts for today's episode. I also have my good friend Ipsa here to host with me.
Satgal Sab, everyone. We also have here with us Nupa and Pavan, two of our lovely Chicago kids.
Sat Kewal Sahib, everyone. Thank you for having us on this episode. I'm really excited to be here. See, Pavan, you should show some decorum and wait to be introduced.
Ugh, Nupa, we really need to work on this. Gotta have a little fun. But I am really excited to be in this episode too. I've really enjoyed listening to all of the Satsang podcasts, and it's cool to finally be a part of one.
Great. We're glad that you're here too. Now, these guys have been super busy these past few weeks getting ready for the Mahabij program at Kewal Gnan Mandir. I know you guys already know this, but for our new listeners out there, could one of you explain why we celebrate Mahabij?
Oh, this is an easy one. We're celebrating the day that Param Guru was Pragat on Earth.
You got it. Mahabij is the day that we celebrate Param Guru Pragatya, or the day that Param Guru materialized on Earth.
Except Param Guru wasn't born like the rest of us, right? He sort of appeared in front of Hitla.
Yes, that's true. Param Guru is special. He is a Param Vishesh Aunsh, and so he came to Earth when he wanted to. Since you're on a roll, Pavan, why don't you tell us the rest of that story?
Okay, yeah, I got this. So Hitla Mata was traveling through the jungle with her baby on the way to her brother's village. On the way, she got really thirsty. She spotted a pond and decided to go get a drink from it. She left her baby on the ground while she went to go get a drink of water. But while she was gone, a fox came and took her baby. When she got back and saw that her baby was gone, Hitla freaked out.
Hitla realized that she had lost her baby. Keep going, Pavan. What happened after that?
So Hitla started looking all around for her baby, but she couldn't find him, and so she started crying. Then, suddenly, she looked up and saw a little boy sitting under a tree. It was Balkuvir. He talked to Hitla and explained who he was and why he was there. He said that he would be her son, and so Hitla took Kuvir in the form of a baby back home with her.
Nice job, Pavan. That was a pretty good summary.
Pretty good? I thought it was great.
You know, I always wondered, Hitla just lost her baby. How does she forget about her pain and accept Param Guru so quickly?
That's a good question, Nupa. I'm sure a lot of people have thought the same thing. I think to help us with this, we should look at the Chappa.
Yes, that is a good idea. The Chappa explains the Param Guru Pragatya story that Pavan just told us, and it goes into detail about all of the things that Param Guru explains to Hitla Mata.
Oh yeah, we always sing the Chappa, but I never know what any of it means.
Well, the Chappa are pretty long, so we won't have time to go through all of it, but I do know a few lines that I think will help us with our questions. And to help us out with these lines, we have our talented singers here with us. Singers, take it away.
Dekhte ki aavi lok kahe aabalak kinka Sahij milyo sanyog yog Mahabij ke din ka.
So this next line goes into what Balkuvir actually says to Hitla. He tells her, "Listen to my message, Mata. I am here as a messenger of Kaivalkarta with important gnan or knowledge for everyone."
I think I get it. Once Balkuvir explained the importance of why he was there, Hitla was able to understand.
Yes, Kuvir explained everything to her, including how they met before in a previous life.
Wait, really? I didn't know about that.
Hitla met Param Guru in a past life in Palkyudeep. She and her husband did tap for Param Guru, and as a result, Param Guru blessed them and said that he would be their son in their next life.
Whoa, this is bringing up a whole new set of questions for me.
There's a lot that we can go into, but for the purposes of this episode, let's focus on Param Guru Pragatya and its importance. But Ipsa and I for sure could cover all of this in another episode. For now, let's move on and listen to the next line of Chappa.
हम बोले क्यों बेदल गावत धर्म की माता ले जा तोई मोई गेर जगत में करु वीक्षाता.
So in this line, Baal Kuvir tells Hithma not to worry and that he will go home with her and be her child. He tells her that he will give this Kaival Gnan to everyone.
So does this help you understand Hithma Mata's situation?
Yeah. I think I understand now. Hithma was given an important responsibility. It was a blessing to be Baal Kuvir's mother.
So, I have a question. Whenever we sing Chappa at Mandir during the program, we always do it around noon. Is there a reason for that?
That's a good question, Bhavan. There actually is a reason for that. And it's because Param Guru was pragat around that time, between 12 and 1 p.m.
That's neat. I didn't know that. I always like learning about the reasons behind why we do the things we do. It makes it more meaningful to me.
Yeah, definitely. I feel the same way. But I have one more question.
Go ahead, Bhavan. That's why we are here.
So whenever we refer to Param Guru as an adult, we call him Param Guru. But when we talk about him as a child, we say Baal Kuvir. And I know that Baal means child, but where does the Kuvir come from?
Wow, Bhavan, you're on a roll with these good questions. I want to know the answer to this one too.
Param Guru explains the meaning in Param Siddhant Pranav Kalpataru Granth. Kyu lagavat ber, taku kahe kuvir. Karta gave Param Guru orders to leave Kaival Dham immediately to come and give everyone this Gnan. So kuvir is a two-part word. Ku means why, and ver means wait. So altogether, kuvir means why, wait. This is why Param Guru took the name Kuvir as a child. Why wait to give people this Gnan?
Doesn't Param Guru also teach us to take his example and live our lives the way he teaches?
Yes, that is right, Nupa, he does.
So then, we should imply Kuvir's meaning into our lives. Why wait to do bhakti and follow Param Guru's path? We should do it right now.
Dang, Nupa, good connections. And I totally agree. I'm so glad that I finally know the meaning of Kuvir. I've always wondered about it. This makes a lot of sense.
Okay, so how about we switch things up a bit? Ipsa and I are going to ask the two of you some questions, and we'll see how much you already know.
Oh man, this is a lot of pressure. I guess we could try.
Come on, Nupa, we got this.
Okay, let's start with this. What did Param Guru bring with him when he came to Earth?
He brought Kaivalkarta's Gyan, right? He brought the knowledge of Kaivalkarta and wanted to educate everyone on how to get moksh.
Yes, that's right. But did you know that Param Guru also brought with him 16 vibhutis, 9 nidhis, and 8 siddhis?
Okay, so I know about the vibhutis, I think. They're like special powers, right? But what are the other two, nidhi and siddhi?
Vibhutis are special powers or abilities. Nidhi means divine treasure and siddhi means special skill. All of these things are just part of what makes Param Guru so special. His abilities are unquantifiable, which is why he is able to help his bhaktos through anything.
Exactly. Okay, now on to the next question. We know that Param Guru is our connection to Kaivalkarta and that he gives us a direct path towards Karta. But who is Karta?
Alright guys, I got this. Kaivalkarta is the creator of the universe.
You got it, Bhavan. Karta means creator. We are all anshas or souls of Kaivalkarta, and Param Guru helps lead us back to Karta. He is known as Kaivalvitta, which means one who knows everything about Kaivalkarta. So, Param Guru has all of this Gnan about Karta, but how can we obtain this Gnan?
through his grunts, right? I've heard that they're filled with Param Guru's Gnyan.
That's right, Nupa. We can get a lot of Gnyan by reading Param Guru's grunts.
But the grunts are in Prakrut. How are we supposed to read them?
That's true, but there are other ways we can understand what is written in the grunts. Guruji has done many grunt shibirs exactly for this reason, and all of those videos are available on YouTube.
Also, another great way to understand some of the basics is by listening to our Upasana translations. Did you know that our Upasana is a survey of our grunts? Param Guru and Sri Narayan Dashi Maharaj have included basic knowledge from many of our grunts into our Upasana.
That is right. And learning about the grunts right away might be difficult. Instead, we should learn about the basics through Upasana translation and then move on to the grunts. Now, do you guys know how many grunts Param Guru has written?
He wrote 15 grunts, but we have 18 total grunts.
Because Param Guru wasn't the only one who has written grunts, right? Achyut Ba and Sri Narayan Dashi Maharaj also wrote grunts.
Param Guru gave them his blessings so that they could write grunts. Achyut Ba wrote one, Achyut Sagar, and Sri Narayan Dashi Maharaj wrote two, Siddhant Bhavani and Chaturthade Panch Tattva Panchi Karam Vibhag.
All of these grunts can give us so much knowledge. Param Guru wrote in Agat Bodh Granth that anyone who reads all of his grunts will have no more doubts or questions remaining.
I can't imagine that. I always have so many questions.
That's okay, Bhavan. Asking questions is how we learn more. Now, I have one last question for you. What day is Mahibij this year?
It's on January 26th, the same day as our program.
Yes, that's right. This year, Mahibij falls on a Sunday, so we are celebrating on the day of. This means that we will have a full day of events and activities. And there will be even bigger celebrations happening in India. Every year on Mahibij, thousands of people visit Balkuvir Mandir to do darshan.
Yes, Balkuvir Mandir is very important because it was built in Kashur, Gujarat, where Param Guru was Pragat. It has now become one of the char tirth dhams of our sampradaya. Also on Mahibij, many people fast to commemorate the day. Mahibij has become a very important day in our Kaival Dharam. There will be many celebrations happening all over on that day.
And Nemi Bhakto do Upvas or fasting on Mahibij day, which is called Mahibij Vrat. We can do Upvas by restricting how much we eat so we can spend that time and energy focusing on Param Guru. In India, Bhakto fast and donate the money that they would otherwise spend on that day's food to some of the outreach programs Guruji organizes in Sarsa.
Oh my god, Mahibij is coming up so soon, and we still have so much to do to get ready.
You are all very busy bees. Well, I guess we can wrap up today's episode here. Bhavan, do you want to sign us out?
Oh yeah, Bhavan, isn't it time for our dance practice?
Thanks for tuning in, Kaival Youth.
Make sure you all come to our Chicago Mandir program on January 26th. We will have an all-day event starting with morning upasana at 8 a.m., chappa vachan at noon, and a super exciting cultural program highlighting Param Guru's life and his teachings. Don't miss this blessed event.
And for all of you living out of state, come through. But if you really can't make it, then check out our program live at gaival.org.
And for all of our out-of-state listeners, just in case you weren't aware, there are some Mahibij programs happening with our Pujya Guruji after next week. Georgia Group is having their program on Sunday, February 9th, starting at 3 p.m. New Jersey Group is having their program on Saturday, February 1st, starting at 3 p.m. And Canada Group is having their program on Saturday, February 15th, starting at 4 p.m. And many other regions are going to be doing bhajans and satsang events in their regions, so reach out to your regional reps. For more information, please visit our website, www.gaival.org. Alright, check back in with us for the next edition of Upasana Translations. Satgail Sahib!
Satgail Sahib!
If you ever have any questions about anything, Feel free to email us at satsang@gaiwal.org.
This work is copyrighted 2020 by Gaiwal Youth, which is a national subsidiary of Gaiwal Gyan Chicago Foundation. Reproduction in any manner is prohibited without the express consent of Gaiwal Youth. For more information, visit www.gaiwal.org or email satsang@gaiwal.org. All rights reserved. Let's get outside.